Wolf. You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf. Country hits from then and now. Greg, Mandy, and PT. It's going to be a hot one. 90 today. Right now we're at 74 already. So whatever you think about the song Old Town Road, whether you think it's catchy, whether you think it's country or not, you're going to love this story. This story that, Mandy, you basically put a huge, giant spotlight on just a few days ago. Tell us what happened.
Well, our coworker, Shaletta, has a four-year-old son named Daniel. He has autism. He hardly talks at all. He's been nonverbal most of his life. And then out of the blue, he just started singing the actual Old Town Road song all on his own.
All right, here he is singing. Now, remember, he never spoke before. And then we're going to talk to Shaletta, his mom, here in just a second. Morning, Shaletta.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
My people's got me going viral. What y'all doing over there?
I don't know if we can take the credit for you going viral. I think you did that all on your own.
Okay, okay. Who stopped me in the hall and was like, this is amazing. I want to do a story on it. Okay, I'm going to post this. Is that okay? Can I retweet? That was you. I was there at home.
And then Lil Nas X reposted the clip and said, quote, what a king. That is so cool.
Is that amazing? I mean, y'all, it's like I'm living in a dream. Except there's no nannies or chef or Oprah Winfrey here.
We're just happy to be part of the story, Shaletta, and have you be part of our team as well, because we have so much love for Daniel. We love seeing him make this progress, and this story is nothing short of a miracle.
Oh, my God. It is amazing the way that song touched my child's heart and the way people have responded to it. I've got grown men sending me messages saying they saw the video and they are crying. Like, they can't get over how much progress Daniel made going from not talking to singing the words to Old Town Road. It's something about that little old sleepy country music that has touched the country in my child's heart, and I'm just so grateful for it.
Give us an idea, Shaletta, of what life is like with Daniel being nonverbal, and then when this moment happened, can you just kind of take us to what life is like for you?
Oh, my God. He was 1 year old when we realized he wasn't giving us any eye contact. He wasn't responding to his name. He wouldn't drink out of a sippy cup. We couldn't potty train him. We took him right away over to the University of Minnesota, and yep, he had autism.
Mm-hmm.
He's in an intense therapy program. You guys, it's like a job for him.
Yeah.
40 hours a week of behavior and speech and occupational plus the special education classes. It is absolutely bananas. And so we sat up here and we're doing everything we can, and there's minimal progress. He's 4 years old and we still have to spoon feed him like a baby. He still eats puree food. To give you an example, he hit his foot on the sofa and fractured his toe. And we had no idea. We thought he was just behaving like a little baby and didn't want to walk.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't until one of the occupational therapists saw him and they were like, did you notice he's favoring one foot over the other? And so we took him in and he had a fractured foot, but he can't say foot hurt or even point to his foot or give us any indication of what's wrong with him.
All right. Well, take us to that moment, Shaletta.
Yes. I'm in the kitchen. I'm doing my chores. And he's one of those autistic kids who likes to open and close stuff. So I wear these down south, we call them dusters. Y'all know what that is. Mm-hmm. It's the dress with the buttons down the front that your grandmama wears.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cooking cake for the school fundraiser. So I wear those around the house, and he'll just stand there for hours and close and open those buttons, you know, without saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was washing dishes, and he was opening and closing those buttons, and all of a sudden, I thought I was smoking crack at first, but then I didn't remember doing any crack. So it had to be me.
Happens to the best of us.
Oh, my.
Right. It had to be that he was humming Old Town Road. And I was like, this boy is humming Old Town Road. Because I have three other kids. I have four kids because I love my husband. And so they listen to that song all the time. Like, we wake up to it. That's their lullaby. There's no, like, cute little Mary Had a Lamb in my house. We lullaby with Old Town Road.
Sure.
The kids listen to it all day long. So he's been hearing it. But he's never sang it. He's never said one word. He's never hummed along. He does a little goofy four-year-old dance, but that's it. And so he starts humming it. And I thought, oh, this, you know, kind of remember the, you know, the cadence of the song. And baby, he starts saying those words. I'm going to take my horse to the Uptown Road. And I was like, oh, my God. I just couldn't believe it. I called for my
husband. It's a miracle, isn't it, Shaletta?
It is.
It's a miracle.
My husband looked, and he froze. And all I had time to do, y'all, was just get, like, 10 seconds of the video because I wanted to be in the moment. I don't want to be sitting there with the phone trying to record the whole thing. So I got like a 10-minute clip, but he must have sang for like 30 minutes.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I cried, y'all. I cried so hard, and he was standing under me, and my tears were dropping on his head, and his head was wet, but he didn't know how to say head wet, so he was just patting on his head like, somebody dry this off because mama's tears and slobber and snot are on the top of my head. Can somebody get this? Y'all, I cried.
I mean, real quick, where do we go from here with Daniel and his verbal skills, do you think?
Yes. So I called a meeting with all his therapists, and we are going to start incorporating more music because that's how we reach him.
That's
so
great.
Today is Lil Nas X. Tomorrow is going to be MC Hammer. Can't
I like that.
Yeah.
It's my time.
I was going to say, let's go old school Billy Ray with some achy breaky heart.
There you go. We'll get to it.
That's it.
Shaletta, you and Daniel and your whole family are in our prayers, and we're so happy for this moment for you, and we are so blessed to be able to call you our teammate and co-worker.
Well, thank y'all for making it happen, because you know what? Without y'all, nobody would even know about it. It would just be us talking, ha, ha, ha.
And that's all due to Mandy this morning, by the way.
That's Mandy. That's Mandy. Mandy did that. Uh-huh. She did. Hey, girl, thank you. I'm going to give you 10% of anything I bring in.
All right. There's a commission.
Shaletta, we got to get back to our show, and thank you so much. Right. We'll see you back here at the Radio Ranch on Monday.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, there she goes. That's a lovely story, isn't it? Well done, Mandy.
Nice work, Mandy. And Lil Nas X and Billy Ray.
Little Mandy moment right here. All right. Well, how about this? Some Montgomery Gentry tickets coming up. We're about 6 minutes away from giving you that code word and that cue to call to win your Montgomery Gentry tickets right here with the Wolf Wake Up Crew.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.